Predictions not so close.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. It's the Morning Open, a look at the economy as trading gets underway. Where's Wall Street? Markets are down right now. The S&P down about 0.5%. The NASDAQ down about 0.2%. And the Dow off about 39 points at 9470 this morning. Shares in Europe are lower right now, 1.5% or more. In Asia, markets mostly tanked today, 2 to 2.5%. Well, we got word from the Labor Department that 263,000 people lost work in September. That's higher than what analysts were projecting. The unemployment rate is at 9.8%. And we, of course, will have some analysis on that coming up. In about 3 hours, we'll know which city gets the nod to host the 2016 Summer Olympic Games. Rio de Janeiro, Madrid, Tokyo, and Chicago are all vying for those games. Officials in the Windy City have been lobbying hard. The president and First Lady Michelle Obama both spoke on Chicago's behalf. General Electric says it's discussing future plans for its NBC Universal unit, but it's not saying what it's planning to do. From New York, here's Marketplace's Elisa Roth.
One option would be to find a partner to invest in NBC, like the cable company Comcast, which is reportedly interested in buying a majority stake. That deal would give Comcast a bunch of new cable channels, access to the Universal Studios movie library, and Hulu.com. Comcast has been trying to expand its portfolio for years, and this would be another chance to give it a shot. But the deal is far from done. Vivendi owns 20% of NBC and would have to sign off on it. Comcast would probably have to sort out a whole host of antitrust questions before it could finalize anything. And there's no telling who else is interested in a piece of the peacock. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
You mentioned that Labor Department number, 263,000 people who lost work in September and the unemployment rate at 9.8%. Conrad De Quadros is an economist at RDQ in New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we missed the mark today. What do these numbers say about the general direction of the economy?
Well, I think the economy is growing. I think we'll see that in the next round of GDP releases. But obviously, the weak link in this recovery is the labor market. I wouldn't say that the payroll decline of 263,000 was that far off expectations because most of it came in government employment. But I would say it's still a very weak report. We have an unemployment rate at 9.8%, and broader measures of unemployment rate are even higher.
Now, this is another case, Conrad, of less bad, right? I mean, does this mean the stimulus has had an effect or no?
You are correct in saying that this is less bad. If we look at the change over the last 3 months, we've been losing jobs at a rate of about 250,000 per month, which is still obviously bad. But the rate over the last 12 months is closer to 500,000. So we're not losing payrolls as quickly, but we're still losing a lot of jobs, which is a problem. It's my opinion that the stimulus package probably is preventing deeper cuts in activity, especially among state and local governments in areas related to construction and education. But I don't think it's a program that will necessarily create jobs.
And quickly here, what's it going to take for us to turn a corner?
Well, you know, we need to get into a more self-sustaining recovery, which it might just be a matter of time before we get there. But we need to see the increase in activity in other areas of the economy, such as manufacturing, in the capital goods area. If we start to create some jobs in those areas, increase consumer spending levels, which then increase profits of businesses, and therefore get us to higher employment levels, that will get us into a self-sustaining recovery. We're not at that point yet, and I think we're probably several months away from it.
All right, Conrad De Quadros, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by saveandinvest.org, helping military service members and families manage their money with confidence. Online at saveandinvest.org.
The Senate Finance Committee worked until early this morning to get through health care reform legislation. What happens beyond that, though, is anyone's guess. And former Labor Secretary Robert Reich has been watching the debate. He's with us this morning to talk about it. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve.
So are we going to see health care reform enacted, or is this going to be some sort of repeat of 1994?
It will be enacted. One big difference between 1994 and now is that President Obama early on made sure he had the support of the pharmaceutical industry, health insurers, and even the AMA.
And it wasn't a very hard sell, though, was it?
Not particularly, because he promised them that they would do better with reform than without it, because reform means tens of millions of new paying customers.
But, Bob, for bigger profits, aren't we talking about more money from beneficiaries and from taxpayers?
Well, there's been a lot of talk about new efficiencies, obviously, but you're basically right, Steve. And much of the background drama in all of this is about keeping industry on board while at the same time controlling future costs so that neither people who have to buy insurance nor taxpayers get socked with too high a bill.
So how does all this background drama get played out?
Well, there's broad agreement that companies will have to play or pay, that is, provide insurance to their employees or pay a penalty. Individuals will have to buy insurance or pay a penalty, and people who cannot afford it will be subsidized. But the pharmaceutical industry does not want Medicare to be able to use its bargaining muscle to get lower drug prices. So there's a struggle over that. And private insurers don't want a public insurance option. That's another fight. So far, industry is getting most of what it wants.
Do you think then there will be enough votes to at least get the basics?
Yes. I mean, all House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has to do is make sure no more than 40 Blue Dog Democrats jump ship. And all Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has to do is line up 60 votes. That's not for the bill itself, but just for a procedural motion to get the bill to the Senate floor. And after that, he needs 51. And after all, he's got 60 Democrats.
Yeah, but what about the Republicans? I mean, they've been steadfast against most of the president's health care proposals, right?
Yeah, but there's really just one Republican who makes a difference. That's Olympia Snowe from Maine, who's inclined to vote for the health care bill. Her vote is critical because it not only allows the president bragging rights about the bill being bipartisan, but more importantly, it gives Democrats from swing states and districts some cover because they can tell the folks back home that even a Republican supports this bill.
Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, who teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. Bob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.